St. Matthew presents Jesus as the Messiah who enters into the darkness of the human condition and sets his beloved people free. Notice that all throughout this account of the Passion, there are all kinds of different sins that are presented. Betrayal. Judas, one of those closest to the Lord, throws Jesus into the hands of those who seek his life. Then we see again those disciples Jesus had called to be closest to him falling asleep. They couldn't even stay awake for 1 hour and pray with Jesus. We see in this spiritual sloth, laziness, apathy, indifference. Then we see violence, not only on the part of the soldiers, but also on the part of those disciples who had sat at the feet of Jesus as he spoke about peace, about not returning insult with insult, about turning the other cheek if someone should strike you. After resorting to violence, fails, they flee. They run away. In the moment when Jesus most needs them, they give in to fear, cowardice. They're gone. We see then Jesus taken before the court of the Sanhedrin. And St. Matthew tells us, many false witnesses come forward. Liars, people who are dishonest, people who use the gift of speech given to them by God to proclaim the truth, to instead proclaim falsehood, which leads to the condemnation of the Son of God. We see Peter, who had vowed that he would never, ever deny the Lord. Not just once or twice, but three times, turn away and deny that he even knows Jesus at all. He doesn't stand on the faith that he had professed earlier. He gives in, caves in to the pressure. We see Judas. We thought the betrayal was his worst sin. But no. Even after deeply regretting what he had done, he didn't ask for forgiveness. But he remained in despair. And his despair led him to take his own life. We see the mockery that Jesus endured, the torture. We see all kinds of different sins presented here in the gospel. And maybe on some level we can identify with some of them. Maybe we've struggled with apathy or indifference to the spiritual life. Maybe we've battled with fear. Maybe we've been guilty from time to time of saying things that were false. Maybe we have even betrayed someone close to us. But even if we don't identify with all of these sins that are presented to us in the Passion, we can still add our own to the list. Because the reality is, Matthew presents Jesus coming into our situation of darkness and sin and delivering us. So he can look into our own hearts and into our own lives, and he sees exactly the things that we struggle with, the temptations we face. He's not unfamiliar with our weaknesses. He's no stranger to our failings. And yet, all of this, all of the darkness, all of the sin, all of the ugliness of these things, these do not constitute the bottom line. The bottom line is that Jesus destroyed sin and death. Jesus is triumphant and victorious over the sins of the people who put him to death, and my sins and your sins today. During this Holy Week, I encourage you, enter into the mystery of the Lord's Passion. Don't be a bystander. Don't be a mere observer. Enter in with the Lord. And you'll find that just as he sets all of these people free from their sins that they had committed, he will also bring freedom to you and to me.